Andy, to begin, explain a little bit about why this new policy.
Well, last fall, the CFO-CAFO group, as well as a few external members, stakeholder members, got together and kind of evaluated the process for seeking a permit all the way through the life of the permit through avoidance or closure. And we identified some areas that could be improved. And one of the areas that that we had significant area for improvement were in the applications that we were receiving from producers. Some of them were incomplete or grossly inadequate of the major components of the rule. So we decided to develop a checklist. So whether a producer is working with a consultant or trying to submit an application on his own, he would have a quick one, front and back copy of what's required, and to kind of give it a little bit more meaning is why we put the policy in place that's going to go along with the checklist.
Andy, how does this new policy benefit the applicant?
I think the big thing, as he looks at the checklist, he knows exactly what the expectation is from him. It's hard to meet an expectation if you don't know what it is.
And this new policy will go into effect when?
June 7th.
Anyone that might have questions about it, what's the best way for them to kind of get up to speed?
Probably the best thing would be to contact me directly or the section chief down in the permitting department.
All right. Andy, anything else about this new policy that you think producers need to be aware of?
Well, I think you'll start to see more policies like this start to come out as we try to better educate the regulated community on what's expected. And also, we've been able to use this kind of to guide us through our rule-making process that we're currently going through. So we're just trying to be a little bit more transparent, and so everybody clearly knows what the expectations are when they come to seek an application for a confined feeding operation.
And again, this is a policy that has the blessing of a lot of people.
Yes, absolutely. We did have outside stakeholders in the room when we discussed this, and they thought it was a great idea, and I think it'll be beneficial to everybody involved.